I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. ISIS isn't only a problem in the Middle East, but it's also becoming one in Southeast Asia. Open Doors President and CEO David Curry says Indonesia's the new target.
They've arrested 12 citizens from East Java for their involvement in ISIS. 500 Indonesians have gone to the Middle East to fight with ISIS.
Persecution isn't new to Indonesia's Christians, but with IS's presence, it's expected to ramp up significantly.
Pray for the churches and the Christians there. There are strong Christian churches in Indonesia. People who love Jesus, who want to worship and be the salt and light in that community.
Next, prayers have been answered in a closed Asian nation. After spending days in shackles, a Reach Global missionary has just been released. During all 4 days of his imprisonment, the missionary was only fed small amounts of rice. He's been safely reunited with his family, but according to Reach Global, more prayer is needed. Pray for the protection of national Christians who helped get him out of there. They put their lives and their families in danger. And what does the body of Christ look like? For Family Christian Stores, it looks like a ripple effect. U.S. Christians buy products that help their spiritual growth. Family Christian gives the profit from those sales to ministries reaching people for Christ. On a recent mission trip to Guatemala, Family Christian's Nick DeGraff saw this process firsthand.
It's so amazing to see the amount of work being done, and almost so quietly as it goes on in Guatemala.
Get the full story at our website. Make sure you tune in next week as we uncover a miracle that occurred during this trip. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want good news you won't get anywhere else? Free? Sign up for our free daily e-news blast at missionnews.org. Click on the banner, fill out the information, and voila, you got it. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.